second summit with North Korea.
We have a chance for the total denuclearization.
Tariff postponement.
Progress towards a China trade deal.
Hollywood hoopla.
The Oscar goes to Green Book.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. In a few hours, President Trump heads to Vietnam for his second summit meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. CBS's Ben Tracy in Hanoi says the focus will be on Kim's nuclear arsenal.
We have a special feeling, and I think it's going to lead to something very good, and maybe not.
President Trump said he's no longer pushing North Korea to quickly give up its nuclear weapons.
I'm not in a rush. I don't want to rush anybody. I just don't want testing. As long as there's no testing, we're happy.
North Korea has not tested a missile or nuclear device for more than 400 days, a self-imposed pause long before the Singapore summit. But there is ample evidence that the regime is still producing nuclear fuel, working on its weapons programs, and evading international sanctions.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Hanoi, Vietnam. This is a communist country with a painful past, but normalized relations and a major infusion of foreign money into Vietnam offers Kim Jong-un a vision of what's possible for his hermit kingdom. KFC is on offer here in Hanoi, and a new Four Seasons hotel is going up where the summit will take place. CBS News consultant Robert Carlin is a former CIA analyst who took part in past talks with North Korea.
The North Koreans, specifically Kim Jong-un, have a lot of things they want to do to improve their economy. That's where our leverage is.
President Trump has often stressed the economic opportunity that awaits the North if a nuclear deal can be reached.
Well, financial markets have been boosted by President Trump's decision to put off a tariff hike on Chinese imports. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Stocks up most sharply in China, of course, with new optimism that the president's gesture has brought the two countries closer to a trade deal and away from a brewing trade war. But Asia expert Gordon Chang is skeptical.
Unfortunately, the Chinese don't reciprocate gestures of friendship. And worse, the Chinese don't honor trade deals.
And China remains reluctant to accept enforcement mechanisms to ensure it lives up to its side of any bargain. Steve?
Now we turn to Hollywood. CBS's Steve Futterman covered the 91st Academy Awards.
It was a night of surprises, expected wins, and diversity at the Oscars. The surprises...
And the Oscar goes to...
...came at the end.
Green Book.
Green Book beat the pre-Oscar favorite Roma. Roma still won Best Foreign Language Film. But there was an even bigger surprise.
Olivia Colman.
There was a gasp inside the Dolby Theater when Olivia Colman's name was announced. She won for her role in The Favorite, and she beat the overwhelming favorite Glenn Close.
Ooh, it's genuinely quite stressful.
Rami Malek
won Best Actor for his role as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Mahershala Ali and Regina King won Best Supporting Actor and Actress. As for diversity...
Let's do the right thing! You know I had to get that in there!
Spike Lee won his first competitive Oscar. He was one of many African-American winners, and there were more women winners last night than ever before. One of the most memorable moments came when Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper sang Shallow from A Star Is Born. It won Best Original Song. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Academy Awards in Hollywood.
We're far from the shallow now.
In Chicago, CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us singer R. Kelly goes to court today. He's been indicted for allegedly sexually abusing four women, three when they were minors.
R. Kelly's attorney says the Chicago-born singer is expected to be released from jail after this morning's hearing. Now, Kelly's attorney says that Kelly has been scrambling to come up with that $100,000 that he needs to post bail, but should have the money later today. He says Kelly's been held in the hospital area of the jail for security reasons, but is not sick or suicidal.
One person was killed in a more than 100-vehicle pileup on a snowy interstate in central Wisconsin yesterday. At least two deaths in the south are blamed on a tornado in Mississippi and flooding in Tennessee. The final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not expected this week. CBS's Paula Reed says what is coming this week is congressional testimony from President Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Lawmakers from both parties say first and foremost they want to ask Cohen why he lied about a Trump real estate deal in Moscow last time he testified before Congress, and they want to ask him whether the president directed him to do so. Now, a source close to Cohen says he will not discuss the special counsel's Russia investigation during his public hearing on Wednesday, but he could discuss that in private sessions with congressional investigators. But there'll still be plenty of other hot topics to ask him about, including the president's business practices, possible campaign finance violations, the Trump Foundation, and Cohen's allegation that the president has tried to intimidate Cohen by threatening his family.
In the Virginia State Senate yesterday, embattled Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax compared himself to Jim Crow-era lynching victims in a speech that left lawmakers in both parties stunned.
If we go backwards and we rush to judgment and we allow for political lynchings without any due process, any facts, any evidence being heard, then I think we do a disservice to this very body in which we all serve.
Fairfax, who is black, has been accused of sexual assault by two women. He has denied it. Vice President Pence meets with Venezuela's opposition leader in Colombia today. From Cucuta, Colombia, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has details on a weekend of clashes.
Tensions erupted into violence as Venezuelan citizens marching to the Colombian border to collect humanitarian aid were met with tear gas and rubber bullets. Opposition leader Juan Guaido arrived in Colombia's capital yesterday, slamming the attack as an unprecedented crime. He will ask leaders during an emergency summit today to help bring down the current regime by any means necessary.
Well, federal investigators are trying to figure out what caused a deadly cargo plane crash over the weekend in a marshy area near Houston. All three on board were killed. The Boeing 767 was carrying packages for Amazon's Prime Air. Hemp oil, or CBD oil, from cannabis plants is used by people to fight pain, but some are using it on man's best friend.
It's become one of the best sellers at David Duncan's Hemp Store in Nashville, Tennessee. CBD oil for dogs. What's it used for?
It's either anxiety or arthritis. So it's either a young hyper dog, people tell me they have separation anxiety, they come home and the house is torn up, or else it's an old dog that's got arthritis and can't make it up the stairs.
Many veterinarians, though, say not so fast. There's very little research on the use of CBD oil on pets, and there's fear overdosage could actually harm a dog. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, just ahead of the Oscars, the tongue-in-cheek Razzie Awards were handed out for Hollywood's worst. The film Holmes and Watson took home four trophies, including worst film. President Trump won two Razzies for worst actor for appearing as himself in two documentaries. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.